We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Andre Merry in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, we're delighted to welcome back somebody who's been so successful before in competing against these three eager men, Andre Merry. Well, Andre, I'm sure you're going to do just as well again. And may I remind you, the rules are as before. I'm going to ask them each to speak, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how successful they are in being challenged or not being challenged, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin this week with Andre Merry. Andre, the subject that Ian has chosen for you is unblocking the kitchen sink. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is an absolutely disgusting thing to have to do. And the best implement is a kind of squeegee stick. This has a wooden handle and a rubber nozzle, and you place it over the sink hole and move the stick up and down several times.
Derek Nimmer has challenged
you. Repetition of stick.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid you had too much stick there. So, Derek Nimmo, I agree with your challenge. You therefore gain a point, and there are 44 seconds left for unblocking the kitchen sink, starting now.
I personally use a very long pipe cleaner, the same sort of thing that Kenneth Williams uses for his nostrils.
Kenneth Williams has challenged you. Why?
I'm challenging on the grounds of obscenity. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I don't go around shoving pipe cleaners down.
Probably disgusting, but is there anything else within the rules of the game that he may be doing, Kenneth?
No.
Why else are you challenging?
Deviation. I don't put pipe cleaners down the sink.
No, I said up your nostrils.
Well, I'm afraid...
I've done that, so he's right, so I can't...
Oh, there we are, yes. I think you actually established on this programme that you were capable of doing that. So there we are, Kenneth. I disagree with your challenge, which means Derek gets another point. He keeps the subject, and there are 37 seconds left for unblocking the kitchen sink, starting now.
To this...
Andre Merry, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Absolutely. I agree, right. Andre. So you gain a point, you get the subject back. There are 35 and a half seconds for unblocking the kitchen sink, starting now.
The louder the scludge noise as you do it, the more successful you're being. However, if it doesn't work completely, take a washing up mop, turn it upside down, and stick the solid end of the object down the hole.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of end and hole.
Yes, that is correct. So, Derek, you gain a point, and you have 20 seconds left for unblocking the kitchen sink, starting now.
What I do is I always tear away that large U-bend underneath. Get over that, throw it out of the window, and the thing is totally unblocked.
Kenneth Williams, you're challenged. Why?
Well, obviously, you'd never tear away the S-bend. You'd have to unscrew it. You could never tear it. Not even a man with your kind of strength. Therefore, it is deviation that I challenge on the grounds of deviation.
I want to be utterly fair to Derek on this. Obviously, I agree with you, Kenneth, that you couldn't personally tear it away, but he might say afterwards, but I may get a whole group of men in. So let the audience be the judge. If you agree with Kenneth's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now?
Boo!
The boo's won it, I'm afraid, so Derek has a point. 14 seconds left for you, Derek, to continue, starting now.
Of course, if it's only slightly blocked, you can shove your finger down, squirt it round a bit, and bring out those old hair clips. I always falling out of my head. You know? Down they go.
Andre Merry, why have you challenged?
Repetition, two downs in
two
one
downs, yes. Absolutely right.
Jolly so, well done.
Andre, you've got another point, and there are 3 seconds for unblocking the kitchen sink, starting now.
Take a piece of wire and squiggle it about as well as you can.
Our audience suddenly came to life, because they realised then, because they probably hadn't known before, that when the whistle goes, 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Andre Merry, and she and Derek Nimmer both have 4 points at the end of the first round, and the other two have yet to score. In fact, one has yet to speak. And... I'm referring to Clement Freud, of course. Derek Nimmo, the subject chosen for you is aerobatics. Would you talk for 60 seconds about it, starting now?
On a July day, walking across the tarmac, I climb into my tiger moth, pull down my helmet on my head, shout contact to my mechanic, and start the plane going. We taxi slowly down the runway.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, first of all, because I haven't spoken tonight. And secondly, because he was in his Tiger Moth on his own and we taxied down the runway.
Oh, brilliant.
The royal we, the royal
the royal Nimmo we, but I think that actually it's a very clever challenge, isn't it? And he did establish he was in his alone, and you said we taxied, so that is deviation, yes. Mm. So, Clement, you have a point, and you have 46 seconds for aerobatics starting now.
You jump into your Cessna, pull your helmet over your head, shout contact, and taxi.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Deviation. If you were in a Cessna, you wouldn't need a helmet.
You wouldn't need a helmet, but this is the problem that I have. You could wear a helmet, couldn't you?
No.
Why not?
Well, you could wear it. I mean, you could wear a tin hat in a lavatory, couldn't you? Yes. I mean, honestly.
All right. The royal we was a tough one against you, Derek, so I'll be tough with Clement here and give it... What do you got to say about that, Clement?
Well, it's normal safety procedure.
Well, that's what I... Look, put it to the audience, then. This is your chance again. Will you please be the judge? If you agree with Derek's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now?
Boo!
The boo's down there, one, and the cheers up there were equal. All right, no points scored, because I think it was a draw. Clement Freud keeps the subject, and there are 39 seconds left. Aerobatics starting now.
I then put it on automatic pilot and go to the back of the aeroplane where there's a toilet in which I wear a tin hat.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
Well, because, I mean, it's disgusting. I don't
You mean wearing a tin hat in the toilet is disgusting?
Yeah, absolutely disgrace and devious. It's nothing to do with aerobatics. The toilet,
well, perhaps it
is just to do with foibles.
I'd say that's the best way of starting aerobatics.
Yes, I thought so. Yes. I would have thought in the circumstances a tin hat might be quite a good choice. So Clement Freud keeps the subject, continues with 32 seconds left, starting now.
Round and around we go.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Well, what's around mean?
So you challenge on deviation?
Yes.
Yes, all right. I don't think any plane, in my knowledge, has ever gone around. So, Kenneth, you have a point,
Chinese,
and you have the subject.
Right?
27 seconds for aerobatics, Kenneth, starting now.
As we looped the loop, I felt...
Oh, dear, Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Couple of loops.
Couple of loops.
No, looped the loop. L-E... You want
right.
to listen. You want to clean your ear out. Those pipes clean.
All right, the man and the bird.
What, after it's been up your nose?
I have hardly spoken a word, and they're trying to get at me.
Kenneth has another point, and there are 22 seconds for aerobatics starting now.
Though I did not give way, I kept my countenance, I remain.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Well, three eyes.
I know, but we're not counting it. So Kenneth has another point, and there are 17 seconds for aerobatics starting now.
And the pilot said to me afterwards, though we did those incredible things spinning in the air, you stayed calm. Have you done it before? No!
Derek Clement has challenged.
The first time, is it?
Deviation. Repetition. He's done it before.
I think what he said was, the other chap said to him, have you done it before? And therefore, he's not repeating. Oh, he was repeating the phrase, of course. Yes, I'm so sorry. I thought it was the action you were referring to. I do apologize. Of course, yes, the phrase has been repeated, so Derek gets the point. And there are 7 seconds for aerobatics, Derek, starting now.
Double flips and back rolls are my own particular speciality. I grab hold of my joystick, plunge it forward.
On this occasion, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, so he gains the extra point, and he now has a lead over all the others at the end of that round. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Kenneth, the subject that Ian has chosen for you is Heinrich Schwarzberg.
Oh.
You've obviously registered the name. You may have thought of something to say about him, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
Well, this is the name he was born with, of course, in Schleswig-Holstein, but in his English period, he was known as Blackwood. And it is as such that he is remembered notably for his work on behalf of neurotic rabbits. They were unable to burrow their own holes, and so he invented this machine that would do it for them. The problem was to get them attracted to it so they would follow the work that it performed. And this was achieved by putting a substance on the actual instrument which smelled of their mates.
Clement Freud, once you mentioned mates. Once you brought sex into it, Clement Freud challenged.
Oh.
What is your challenge,
Clement? It's deviation from Heinrich Schwarzberg.
It's the whole point of his life's work!
And repetition of whole, if you must have.
No, his first challenge was a deviation from Heinrich Schwarzberg. Yes. Well, why?
Because he never talked about Heinrich Schwarzberg. He talked about the Blackwood theory.
Yes, but he established that Blackwood was the name under which he worked in this country, which was
the subject is not describe the work of Blackwood. The subject is Heinrich Schwarzberg. Quite right.
And you maintain he's deviated from it?
Yes, of course.
Well, I disagree, so the subject is with Kenneth Williams, and he has 8 seconds left, starting now. And Clement, Derek Nimmo's challenged you.
Hesitation.
And as the audience wouldn't let him, if you're going to challenge on such an ungallant thing as that, because the audience were clapping that excellent decision of mine, Kenneth Williams gets another point. And there are 6 seconds for Heinrich Schwarzberg starting now.
The other thing that happened during his period in England...
Clement Freud challenged why?
Repetition of period.
Yes, you did establish the other period earlier on, his English period. So Clement Freud has very cleverly got in, alas, much to the disappointment of the audience, everybody else... just before the end, there are 3 seconds left. Heinrich Schwarzberg starting now.
The first time I met Heinrich Schwarzberg was in a beer keller.
So, Clement Freud gets the extra point once again for speaking when the whistle went, and I must explain now why I gave that challenge earlier on against Clement Freud, because as far as Ian Messiter and I know, there is no such living person as Heinrich Schwarzberg, and... And Kenneth did jolly well to keep going with such utter rubbish about the man. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. The subject is time. Can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Downing his dark lager in one gulp, Heinrich turned to the barman and said, "May I have yet another glass?" To which the aforesaid gentleman replied, "Time," this being a common cry to denote the fact that he was no longer serving his clientele or customers as English people like to have it. But time is now very much in our minds because the 10-hour clock is about to come upon us, and this is going to become desperate.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
The deviation is such a thing as the 10-hour clock.
I agree with your challenge, Kenneth, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
Time on my hands and you in my arms are words that seem strangely applicable.
Clement Freud's challenged.
Words can seems. Deviation. Words can only seem.
I don't understand the challenge, I'm sorry.
Words. Is it our words that seems?
I didn't. I said our words. It seems strange.
Seems.
Well, I'm sorry. It sounded perfectly all right to me.
Did it? Not from
he
here.
He probably ran 2 words.
I'm sitting closer than you are.
So,
even in football matches, they decide the person who's closest to the play has the best view.
But it doesn't mean to say the person closest has the best ears.
No.
So, And also, he can, obviously, when he's trying to keep going under difficult conditions, if some of his words happen to run slightly together, it is not deviation. There are 17 seconds for time, Kenneth, starting now.
Time hangs heavy.
Derek Nimmer's challenge, why?
Tradition of hangs.
Where
he didn't say
before?
Hangs before. He didn't say hangs.
Didn't I thought he did.
No, no, no.
What was the first?
Kenneth has
the
another
time
point.
On my hands and you in my
so,
arms.
So.
I wish it was happening right now.
14 seconds for time, Kenneth, starting now.
A broiled...
Andre Mellis challenge.
A hesitation for a broiled...
Yes, we don't know what his broiled was.
I was going to say a broiled chicken, but she just interrupted me. Yes. So I
just... Don't intimidate him. He said one word, two words, a broiled. And he's, Kenneth, you have another
well, how
point.
How can I start saying a broiled chicken needs so much time to be to cooked if she's ruined it?
Well, that's all that happens is that you've got another point, you see.
She's this deliberately is... doing it to put me off. They're all doing it. I'm not joking.
Well, you...
really,
no. I wouldn't worry so far, Kenneth.
Pouring rain and everything. You've tried for your best.
So far, you've got a commanding lead with all their intimidation. So,
what am I going to do? I mean, am I supposed to go on? Yeah.
You've got to try and go on if you can. Now, keep your pecker up.
Well, I mean, it gets you down.
Don't go to pieces, Kenneth. 12 seconds. Time starting now.
H.G. Wells dealt with this subject most magnificently in an article which he published in The Spectator in the year 1935. And he said there were aspects...
Well, time and the 10-hour clock have given Kenneth Williams a commanding lead at the end of the round over all the others, who are fairly equal in second place, by the way. Andre, your turn to begin again. The last time I broke the law. Can you talk to us about that, starting now?
What an absolutely rotten thing to talk about.
Yes, Clement Freud's challenge, Joe.
Deviation.
Why?
It's something to do with breaking the law.
Yes, but you're still entitled to say, apropos of the last time I broke the law, what a rotten thing to talk about, but the last time I did it, so-and-so, she's entitled to say that as a way of starting.
Give her a point.
Well, I'm going to give her a point. Have you given her a point?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, Andre, you have another point, of course, and 57 seconds for the last time I broke the law, starting now.
Because once this broadcast's over, I might be arrested and carted off to jail. But I will tell you about a last time I broke the law, which was when I was 12 with my friend Isabel Ross, when we were at school in Liverpool and used to pinch from Woolworths.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, once you came out with that truth, which is very honest of you, but Kenneth got you on hesitation. He has a point, and there are 40 seconds for the last time I broke the law, Kenneth, starting now.
I have never done it, so I can't discuss it.
Clement Freud is challenge, sure.
Deviation.
That's a clever challenge on this occasion. I agree, Clement, so you get the point and the subject. 37 seconds, the last time I broke the law, starting now.
It was an extraordinary thing, but I went to Paddington to see the inspector of taxes, who was rather worried about my income tax return. And when I went up to the third floor, there was this gentleman called Protheroe, who had oil in his hands, which he rubbed in order to get all his fingers thoroughly, mechanically perfect.
Andre Mellon has challenged your wife.
You didn't hear the buzz. It was just about to happen, and it didn't.
Oh, I see. You anticipated. Well, I'm afraid all that happens, Andre, is because you did anticipate and the light came on, Clement Freud, you interrupted him, he gets a point, and there are 14 seconds for the subject, Clement, starting now.
It was dark on the beach, and I crept up to the policeman, holding my penknife above my head.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He was discussing the last time he broke the law. We began in Paddington, and now we're on a beach, creeping up in the dark. You can't have two last times, dear.
A very good challenge. In between Andre's challenge, you couldn't have gone out and done that other act, so the last time can't be twice. Kenneth, no. Can you justify that, really, Clement?
Yes.
How?
Because it was Prothero on the beach.
Oh, no, I won't have it, no.
The scene moved.
You'd establish Prothero was on the third floor of income tax office at Paddington.
People moved.
No.
He got promoted.
No. They'll do anything to try and get the points. No, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. There are 8 seconds, oh, sorry, 7 seconds for the last time I broke the law, starting now.
I was very young and I pissed this Nimmer, off a store.
Deviation, he's already established that he's never broken the law.
But he's now going to try and talk
He said that he's never broken the law.
All right, but he's now going to talk on the subject, which is on the card, the last time I broke the law. Now, he could take that and say it was apropos of somebody else. He can take it any way he wishes, as long as he keeps going without hesitation.
But I took it any way I wished, and I didn't get a point.
Ah, but you deviated because you could not break the law.
But anyway, you've no business to argue with a chairman. It's an absolute disgrace, isn't it? Doing it, you've got to recognise proper authority in the country.
The last time I broke the law, Kenneth, 6 seconds, starting now.
Well, I did pinch a carrot when I was there.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Very well, deviation. You've already accepted his remark that he'd never broken the law.
Now, that I agree. I agree with you now, because he'd established before that you've never broken the law, and now you said I pinched a carrot, which you see is a break in the law.
Well, I was telling lies. Your pet's perfectly
Oh, you see, they're breaking so many
lies on this program. Look at him. Look at his face. He's gone red. He knows it's true. Do you deny it, Nimmo? Do you deny you never told lies?
There we are. So, obviously, this is...
Yes, look at him. This is completely non-posty, isn't he?
I quite agree, actually. In this particular game, I'm sure they often tell lies in order to keep going, and I've been against Derek on that. But on this occasion, Kenneth established that he hadn't, and now he's established that he pinched, so deviation. Derek, you have a point. 4.5 seconds left, starting now.
The last time I broke the law, when I filed a payment...
Clement Freud, chance.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid so. So there are 2 seconds for you, Clement. Last time I broke the law, starting now.
Opening his ledger...
On this occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went. He gained the extra point, but Kenneth has increased his lead at the end of that round because he also gained some more points. And Clement's just in second, so he is way behind in second place, 1 point ahead of Derek, who is 1 point ahead of Andre. Kenneth, your turn to begin. Bravura. Will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, this really is mainly used in the musical sense. It's an Italian term and means to be executed with expertise, something of a flourish, a little panache, perhaps, and would be applicable to my style. Anything that I do is done with such elan that people are staggered and they fall back and cry out, "Oh, what bravura he's got!" In fact, they've often said, "Show us more of it." And I have had difficulty in controlling their patience over this prowess of mine. But of course, it would be.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of course.
All right, so you have another point, Clement, and there are 16 seconds for bravura, starting now.
If you went into the desert with a toothbrush and attempted therewith to kill a lion, it might well be called bravura, because it is the most futile gesture, unlikely to succeed, and in fact, desperately.
Andre Melle has challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I agree,
admit,
and
I
so you got
admit
in
it
just before the end. And Andre, there are 2 seconds for bravura, starting now.
And if I were you, I wouldn't do this.
I'm afraid we have no more time. Doesn't 30 minutes go quickly? 60 seconds seems to take much longer, doesn't it? So let me give you the final score. Andre Melle, coming in with a rush at the end, getting that extra point when the whistle went, came in third place, equal with Derek Nimmo. And they were just behind Clement Freud, who was 4 points behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. So, once again, Kenneth's bravura took him into the lead and kept him there, and he's won once more. He's just been around congratulating everybody else and giving them all a great big hug because he's so overjoyed at the idea.
It's exhilarating, isn't it? It so seldom happens to me.
Oh, it happens quite a lot. Anyway, we've been exhilarated playing Just a Minute, so thank you very much for coming. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.